And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Alva. Good morning to you, Alva.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Beautiful day.
It's beautiful, isn't it? And Alva, today you're going to be talking a little bit about Portmarnock is flying again. Tell us a little bit about this.
What happened was about 2012, when the recession was really, you know, hitting, you know, everybody, and Portmarnock was not exempt. Huge numbers of young people were leaving. And I had been to New Zealand and seen this fantastic Art Deco festival. And I realised we have this amazing piece of aviation history. The very, very first transatlantic flight took off from Portmarnock Beach. Thousands of people turned out to watch it. It's when they actually got to New York, because this flight took 30 hours to get to Newfoundland, they had to refuel, and then they got to New York. And that was the deal. It was from Europe to New York, and it was the first successful one. And they got a ticker tape welcome. And I thought, this happened in Portmarnock. So I asked our local Portmarnock Community Association whether or not they'd have any objection, and they were right behind me. And a group of us got together, and we started a small festival.
Brilliant, because,
and that's
as
really
you said,
the genesis of it. And it, yeah, this will be the fifth year that we've had it.
Right.
We were rained off the beach. We had it on the beach, and unfortunately, you know, when I approached Fingal County Council, they would require something like public liability insurance of $6.4 million for a 3-hour afternoon if we were to put marquees up on the beach, which, as you can imagine, is way out of one budget. So the Portmarnock Hotel and Golf Links very kindly said we could have it there, and this will be the third year we're holding it in the gardens of the hotel. So that's really what it is. We have jazz bands, we have barbershop singers, we have a ukulele player. People dress up in the time, you know, in 1930s gear, so everyone had great fun doing that. Last year, the person who won the best dressed, best most unusual, was Catherine, who came in her 1930s swimsuit.
Well,
and so that's just it. The hotel is open, obviously, to anybody. You can come in, buy a drink, sit down, watch it. They do put on a fantastic barbecue, which, you know, I would advise people to book, ring the hotel. It's usually about €18 for an adult and £12.50 for a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an all-you-can-eat barbecue, so people come and sit down. We've been blessed with the weather for the last 2 years, so we're keeping our fingers crossed this year. And the event takes place this year on the 12th of June, and it's from about 2 o'clock until about 5.30.
Brilliant. I mean, there's probably a lot of people didn't know about this, and it's an amazing piece of history. And, you know, it's great that you have brought this to Portmarnock, and I suppose for surrounding areas as well, because go back to, as it was, 1930, and there were, as you said, there was thousands there for the first, it was the first transatlantic flight, wasn't it?
It was. There was an unsuccessful one in 1928, but what happened, it was some Germans took off, but they crash-landed, and they couldn't get their plane, they couldn't get it going again, so they didn't get to New York, and that was the criteria for the first successful transatlantic flight. I mean, when you consider, I went to New York a couple of weeks ago, and it was about 5.5 hours to come home, you know, whereas this took hours.
Oh,
and
yeah.
what is interesting, we have a marquee full of photographs as well.
Great.
Of the time, so you can see the plane. There's a wonderful monument on Portmarnock Beach that was put there by the Australian government and the Irish government, I think, because the guy who was the pilot was a guy called Charles Kingsford Smith, and Sydney Airport, of course, is the Kingsford Smith Airport. So he's very famous in Australia. But there was a Dutch guy on the crew. There was a guy called Paddy Saul, an Irish guy. He was the navigator. Mm. And at one point, in order to get his bearings, he had to stand on a rickety table and put his head through the top of the plane.
Right.
And take the bearings, which is, you know, when you think of the way they lock the doors on the airport today,
yeah,
when you're in, you know, you're on a journey, that sort of thing was unheard of, really. It was an enormous undertaking, but what was amazing was Portmarnock has, everybody on the north side knows, has this amazing beach, and it's 3 miles. It's not, you know, it's rightly known as the Velvet Strand. It's just been given another blue flag. And the army came out on that morning, and basically kind of scanned the beach to take any biggish stones off. But generally speaking, he saw it, King Sid Smith saw it, when he came to play golf in Portmarnock on the, a few weeks before. And he thought, this is ideal. He couldn't take the play. He was offered Baldonnell and the Curragh, but it's very windy, and he couldn't take off from the Curragh and or Baldonnell, and that's why he chose to be to use Portmarnock, because this 3 miles gave him this stretch. Now, that wasn't the only flight. The Spirit of the Sea, which Jim Mollison flew, was the first solo transatlantic flight, and that also took off from Portmarnock Beach.
Did it really? I never knew this. It's so interesting to hear all this now. It's great. I mean, it's great history. I mean, probably a lot of people, even from Portmarnock, didn't know about this, did they?
Well, I think most people do, because you know, they will walk up there and they will see this lovely monument, this sphere, and you know, with the pointing towards the North Star, and I think there's a plaque there. But I think the fact that we have photographs, one of the a local gentleman called Des Gallagher has written this really interesting book about it, and I got hold of the copy of the book, and a lot of this information is in there, and a lot of information is on the internet. But for anyone who's interested in aviation, it was just a fun thing to do. We said, let's, you know, the 30s was the worst depression in the 20th century. I mean, you've got the Jarrow marches, you've got people throwing themselves off buildings after the great crash in 1929, and we thought in 2012, come on, let's go down to the beach and have fun. And it is a fun afternoon. The music is brilliant. There are some dancers who base themselves in town called Lindy Hop Swing Dancers. And they come out because, you know, we have a jazz band playing for an hour and a half, and they are brilliant to watch. They've got legs made of rubber. So, you know, it's a combination. It's a celebration, and anyone who is seriously interested, and we will be really, really pleased if anyone who is really interested in aviation history and knows something, please come and talk to us, see what you can add to this.
Yeah, brilliant. So it's taking place, what date again?
It's Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock on the 12th of June.
12th of June, Sunday afternoon, and in the Golflings, and adults are 18 and children are 12:50.
Yeah, but you know, the barbecue is there. It's they put on about 4 or 5 barbecues a year.
Okay.
So usually we dovetail our event to match the barbecue, and last year it was brilliant. But I mean, a lot of people come. They serve bar food as well. I mean, a lot of people just come and have bar food.
Yeah.
People just come. We I think the bottles of wine were stacking up on our tables as we were where we were sitting. You know, so it was just nice to, you know, to be out in the sunshine, listening to nice music, having a drink. It was lovely.
Okay, and is there an admission charge for people if they're not availing of the barbecue? No, it's free in.
The admission is free. It's a bar.
Oh, great.
You know, it's a hotel. It's in the gardens. And they would normally have, you know, people coming in from the golf would sit and join us. So it's, you know, admission is free.
Yeah.
And drinks are available and food is available.
Great. And there'll be a photographic display as well, with pictures of thousands of people who took the time and trouble to watch the historic event. So it sounds like a great day.
Yeah, there is. We have a marquee full of photographs that we've accumulated over time of, you know, the plane, and it's the plane on Portmarnock Beach, the plane in flight, the people who were on the plane. We've got explanations as well on all these photographs.
Okay, Alva, do you have a Facebook page or anything like that people can look up for more information?
I haven't. I mean, I have been running this for the last 4 years, and it's every year I say I'm never doing this again. This year we have a mailing list, and we are on the Community Association Facebook page. And there are posters up in Malahide, there are posters going up in Swords. We'll be in the Northside People, we're going to be in the Fingal Independent or in the Swords Gazette. We're in the other one, the North County Leader.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we do interviews with them as well. But if anyone is listening and they have some probably aviation stories or whatever they want to get in or give to you or talk about, is there a number they can ring?
Well, they could ring my number, which is, except I'll be away all week, but however, my number is 846.
Yeah.
3346.
Great. So they can get in touch with you there, Alva.
They can get in touch with me. And sorting out a Facebook page, just actually doing the organisation, making sure all the people are going to turn up. You know, we have to fundraise. We're very, very grateful. The DAA gives us a small grant, and we have a table quiz usually in the autumn. And that manages, because all our musicians are professional.
Mm.
So, we have to pay them. So we do have to raise some money, which we do that way. So we don't, because when we started it off, we said that we don't want this to be a fundraiser. We don't want this to be a charity event. I think people were so tired of all the scandals in the, with the charities. And also, I think in 2012, we really were at a very low edge in this country,
Yeah.
We're slowly getting better, but for a lot of people, it's still hard, it's still tough. So that's why we decided it was going to be an event that was fun, that was relatively, all the cost really is, if you want to, go to the local Vincent de Paul shop and look for an outfit, or buy a Panama hat in pennies for a fiver and come along and dress up. We have prizes for the best dressed lady, best dressed man, most unusual best dressed couple. So, as I say, it's a fun event.
Sounds great. Just remind listeners again when and where it's on.
It's the 12th of June, and it's in the Port Marnock Hotel and Golf Links, which is on the Strand Road in Port Marnock, just beyond the beach. And it's from 2 o'clock till 5:30.
Great, and sounds like a really fun day to go along to. Well, good luck with that, Alvis, and maybe we'll talk to you again after the event, see how it went.
Well, come along.
Yeah,
find yourself.
Think
Lady Mary, Downton Abbey. Find yourself an outfit.
Very good. Okay, good luck with that, Alvis, and thanks for talking to us on Lifeline today.
Okay, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye now.